This is an interview with Dr. Joe Alana, the Program Director for the Ministry Programs here at Trinity College of Florida. I'm John Keller. I hope you enjoy the interview. And I'm here with Professor Joe Alana. And Joe, so let's start from the beginning. How is it that you are a professor at Trinity College of Florida when you also know you are an alumni? So when did you first show up on this campus?
Yeah, so I was a junior in high school, starting to look around. I knew God was calling me to be a pastor and starting to figure out what is the right school for me. And as I was visiting countries all around, visiting schools all around the country, visited Trinity, and it just clicked. The second I walked on this campus, I was like, yep, this is right where I belong. So I was here from 2002 to 2006. Had to go get a couple more degrees in order to come back and started teaching adjunct in 2010 and then full-time in 2015.
So we're a small campus. So why this little tiny in Trinity, Florida, small little campus in 45 acres with four buildings? And then it had three.
Three buildings. And so they were pink back then. When I first got here, the buildings were pink.
Yeah. I think they tried to call it salmon.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
but
sure.
That's all right.
So they were pink.
So how is it, did you focus more on like what your logic was telling you? I want to go to a big school and I want like a big stadium and I want all this stuff, or what you're really micro-focused on where God was actually calling you?
Yeah, and I think the people made a difference. Like when I visited the big schools, you know, they're taking you around, you're meeting people. The second I stepped on here, I can remember people when I came back that was like, oh yeah, that's Jason, that's Jenny. That's like, I made immediate connection with people.
That does make
and
a big difference.
And man, that's when I say it clicked, I do just think it was these are my friends. This is my future family.
So our brand makes a claim that God calls and we equip.
Yeah.
So you went on. So tell us, after you graduated, what was your actual degree, and then where did you go? What degrees did you get?
Yep. So because I was a day student, we had a degree in Bible and theology, and I had a degree in pastoral ministry. I knew I wanted to be pastor, just kind of get that well-rounded education piece. And yeah, I do think it was a great education. I became a youth pastor for 6 years after I graduated, and then I've been a senior pastor for the year since, so coming on over a little over 10 years now, 11 years as a senior pastor, so over 15 years in ministry. And yeah, I think Trinity did a great job at equipping. You know, schools are only going to be good at, here's information and opportunity. And then it's going to take that next step of actually taking that opportunity in local churches to kind of start working through and figuring out the rest. There's so many just issues and things you deal with when you're a pastor that can only be learned in lifetime. But I had the foundation of how to interpret God's word. I had the foundation of truth that helped me make good decisions in my ministry. The other thing I say about being well-equipped is when I went to seminary, I went to a good seminary. I'm not going to call them out here on the podcast, but I didn't really learn anything. I didn't really learn anything. Like what I had learned was already here at Trinity. I got refreshers. There were a couple papers. I don't know if this is a lot that I wrote for here that I essentially just fixed up a little bit and returned in. I got a better grade on one of my papers. I wrote a paper on the servanthood in the Book of Mark. I got a better grade in seminary than I did in my Bible class. So I wanted to show it to that professor. I'm like, no, I knew you were being too mean grading me on this.
Well, so you know, course load, there's a lot of Bible theology courses in this school. So those courses really did prepare you for seminary. And then you went on and got your master's in divinity?
Yep, master's in divinity and then a doctorate in ministry.
And doctorate in ministry. So that's a lot of letters after your name to sign. You come here, you get the call to come. I think it was Dr. Cox, right? That was the one that invited you to come work on this campus.
Yep. So, yeah, it was, I guess, spring of 2015, kind of saying, hey, we got an opportunity. And they kind of saw the value of bringing in someone that had, you know, ministry experience, also loved Trinity, and was able to kind of fill that spot. And, man, that was the dream job. So I kind of reached my dream at, you know, way earlier than I thought I would.
I know you got married and have children in there, so where did that fall in the mix?
Yeah, so I always say I imported my wife, Trudy. So we had actually met the summer between when I graduated from high school before I went to college. She went to the Word of Life Bible Institute for 2 years, and then started coming to Trinity, and so we kind of dated long distance for 2 years. We're here 2 years, and we got married right after we graduated. And yeah, kids come along. I tried to rush different aspects of my degree right when I saw another kid coming. Like, all right, I got to finish this before this kid comes.
So now you're a professor. You actually are the faculty for the ministry, yep. The Christian ministry degree.
Yes.
And people, we've had many Quest students get this degree,
yeah.
Done very well. I mean, who's some standout students that you've been able to work with in the last few? I mean, I think of Dustin, yeah. Right at the top.
Yeah, but, man. But, he was special. I think there's just so many. And that, you know, I kind of maybe put my students in two different categories. I have those students that they're already serving in ministry in the area they want to serve in. They're a pastor, they're a discipleship leader, and they're coming to school because they're like, I want to be better equipped at this ministry God has called me to. And there's no future admiration. They're doing what God has called them to do. I think of Chrissy Jenkins, that she's doing this. She's a nurse, but she's doing a ministry. Now she's doing like a homeless ministry. She was doing as a traveling nurse down in Guatemala. She would go down and visit his mission trips. So she's like, I want to be better equipped to be like the chaplain, to be the minister on these trips, not just the nurse. And now I love the scene. Just I get to watch her on social media, seeing all the ministry that she's doing.
The reporter. I mean, she's got an Emmy.
Yeah.
Got a regional Emmy.
And again, that was just a
ministry degree. She had a heart. She's a reporter.
Yeah, she just had a heart for ministry, wanted to be better equipped at that, you know? And so I have those students that they're doing what God has called them to do. I think of Jesse, that he's a pastor of his church. He's not looking to be a senior pastor. He's, you know, kind of a discipleship, men's discipleship pastor. He's doing what he wants to do. I think of Tony at Fishhawk Fellowship. He was the children's pastor, became the administrative pastor, doing what he was already called to do, just wanting to be a little more equipped when it came to the study of God's Word. That second category of students are, they don't know what's next. They're like, God's calling me to ministry. Maybe it's here and then seminary. Maybe it's here and then a new opportunity. And so they're using Trinity as that, here's the next step on the journey that God is taking me on to be a minister. And I find, honestly, I love having both. I wouldn't want all of one in a class.
Gotcha.
I love right. that I have half a class with students that are like, I'm a practitioner, I've been doing it for 20 years, and so I have some experience and some knowledge, and here's some other pieces. And then I have those students that are like, this is kind of new to me. They're listening and they're learning from the students, and I want to create an atmosphere where you're learning from each other. Maybe you have some experience in a non-ministry world that you can then, hey, would this apply the same way? And I'm like, yeah, and that's truth no matter where you, that servant leadership works no matter where. And so I like that there can be learning in the classroom, not just from me, but from the fellow students.
What do you see the biggest need right now as you're a pastor, you're in ministry, you work at the school, you're dealing with, you know, all sorts of, you know, life issues of people as a pastor and then your professor? What do you see as the biggest need in the local church right now? Do you think it's pastors are really trained in expository teaching? Like, what's you know, you're talking to a young person right now, or a person who maybe 50, they feel like, hey, God's called me to ministry, I'm going to finally obey.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't graduate from college until I was in my late 40s. So what do you tell that person? What's the need do you think the world needs right now, especially in this local community? Do the Quest program. What was the need that really you see as a pastor?
Yeah, I think there's lots of needs, mostly because it is such a shifting landscape. What hasn't changed is God's Word. What hasn't changed is truth. And that's what we're the best at here, is we're going to load you with a lot of foundational bedrock truths from God's Word that's going to allow you to build. Because as you get into different ministry contexts, the how you apply that principle changes. I use a little expression one of my professors used, that methods are many, principles are few. Methods may change, but principles never do. So we don't change principles. This is the truth of God's Word, and we're going to teach you not only just facts about the Bible, we're teaching you how to study the Bible. But then the methods on communicating that is different when you're dealing with millennials and what we got Gen Z after them. I don't know what comes after Z. We go back to Gen A, I guess. Like, whatever the generation after Gen A is, I don't know what's going to connect with those students yet. But you're going to have the tools to figure out, let me listen, let me figure out how to listen, how to communicate that God's word. So I kind of view the ministry program, when I think of Christian ministry, I almost think of it like a communication degree, because it's how do we communicate these theological principles to a diverse audience, or a, it might be a very specific audience, but we're all dealing with different ones, and we're going to give you those tools, and like, this is how you listen, so how you can analyze, so you can deliver the right message to the right person at the right time.
That's really, that's great. Very clear, I think.
And we are going to have, like, we do have to specialize more. The world is getting more specialized. You know, the world is getting more special. We're seeing that there's people that are more equipped to deal with certain subsects of the population, and the church is going that way too, that it's hard to just minister to everybody. We're like, okay, here are some principles for an urban community. Here's how we minister to the deaf community. Here's how we communicate to an autistic community. Here's how we can minister to an unchurched community versus a Christian school community versus we are going to have to specialize, but that's where you as this individual are going to continue to learn beyond Trinity, giving you that foundation. Now, how can you be the most effective to reach a specific population here in the Tampa Bay area with the gospel, or around the world, wherever God's calling you?
Well, I know I'm definitely a big fan of this program. The class you teach is on evangelism, discipleship class, and one of the, you know, hands-on, take this gospel and go apply it to someone you know, and sending out through social media. There are people, students, and my daughter, you know, haven't been in your class, led one of her friends to faith in Christ because she asked the question, who is God? You know, just answer the question. And so I see the hands-on connection immediately. So it's not like you're, I think something that, maybe you can elaborate on this, but I don't see a lot of other places in the world where you learn these things. You learn them now, and then someday you're going to go out and do it. Yeah. You've got them learning it on Monday, and they're doing it on Tuesday. And so that's really something.
I do try to make classes, like I always kind of say, I feel like half my classes are, we're teaching you information. We're going to study Old Testament. You're going to study the Old Testament, Old Testament survey. You're going to study the Gospels and Life of Rev. But then the other half of the classes are very practical. And so, yeah, like in evangelism and discipleship, I am going to make you get on video and like ask a kind of a gospel-centric question. I'm stretching you. I'm not forcing you anything. Like if you're not ready to share the gospel yet, I'm not forcing that. But I can say, hey, I want you to just ask the question to someone on video. If you were to stand before God and he were to ask you, why should I let you into my heaven? What are you going to say to him? All I want you ask the question, you get 100. You know, and because I'm stretching you, getting used to helping you, getting used to having gospel conversations with people. I know you might not be ready yet, but I can stretch you a little bit. Your first question is just on your social media or in an email, ask somebody, who's God to you? Who do you believe God is? It's just, I'm getting you used to talking to people, because again, I do want that hands-on. Can I help you get ready to actually share the gospel? Yeah, as best as I can, I want to get you ready.
There's something really powerful about that. And, you know, and this, you talk about the information. We're sitting here in the library, we're in the 800 library, in the little studio here. And right behind us is the E.C. Bragg Collection. You know, this is a guy that was a professor here 90 years ago. When the school started 92 years ago, he was
paper books back
and
then.
And they're sitting right there. And it struck me as I've added a lot of that content to the website in the library. As I'm going through his, we're teaching the same thing in 2022 that we were teaching in 1932. Soteriology is the same. I mean, inerrancy of Scripture is the same. You know, the very core things. And that really impressed me, like, we have not strayed. The school is not strayed. And maybe that's why we've been around for 90 years, a little small school, and equipping people, but I really appreciate that. Well, as far as, one last thing about the students that come in here and they have to say, well, I haven't been to college for years.
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
Yeah, very common.
I don't think I can do this. Mm-hmm. What would you say to the students that they can't do it?
I tend to actually find students that are the most worried. When I actually get their first paper, I have to sit down with them and say, you way overdid this here. I wanted a paragraph, and you wrote me a book. I tend to find that the students that are the most worried that, like, can I handle this college? They've just built up this idea of what college is. And then at the end of the day, I was like, I just wanted a paragraph on your thoughts there. Like, we're gonna walk you through. We're going to give you instructions. I don't think this is just what I do for my adult learners. I feel everybody. I try to give really clear instructions. This, look at what it's asking you to do. You're going to be able to go and do it. If you can just do the next thing. And when I think about Quest, I do say what's nice, you're kind of just taking a couple classes at a time. You're not getting overwhelmed with four, five, six classes. You're going to take 1 to 2 classes. All right. You're going to be working on an assignment or two each week.
Right.
All right. And so if you can kind of practically, everybody kind of reads at a different speed, but if you can kind of set aside maybe 2 evenings to really devote to it, I think you're golden. I think that's kind of the sweet spot. You don't have to set aside 600 hours a week. If you can set aside kind of a long period of time on a Saturday or a Tuesday night and a Thursday night to sit down and do your work, you'll get your work done for the week.
And anybody who is, clicks on our website, it shows you as their academic advisor. What does that mean, being an academic advisor?
When it comes to in regards to Quest, we kind of have a little cycle that we go through, but I'm going to help make sure you're staying on track to get your degree Perfect. Done in the right amount of time. If you have some open electives, that's actually what I enjoy. When you have some open spots, love talking to you about, like, hey, maybe do you want to maybe consider more counseling stuff? I'm just getting a feel for what is it that you think God's calling you to do ministry-wise, and I'll give you some advice like, hey, maybe take some more business classes, or maybe just take some more Bible classes or a counseling class, or hey, I'm doing this, I'm going to do this extra preaching class. Why don't you get some more extra? I can tailor a little bit, depending on how many open electives you have, give you some ideas on if I were you, I'd consider maybe taking a few more in this area. So that's what I get to do as an advisor.
You need to guide them through the process. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you very much. And anybody who's watching this video, if they want to meet Dr. Joe.
Yeah.
Joe Alotta, Pastor Joe, you definitely can do that. Even before you enroll in the school, we have campus meet and greet and other events on this campus, and workshops. And over the summer, if you want to come in and meet Dr. Joe, we can make it happen.
And when people ask me, what are my office hours, I say 24/7, 365. Every one of my students has my cell number, and you can text me and reach out anytime. I'm yours to help you however you need for the next 30 to 40 years.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm John Keller. If you have any questions about any ministry program, Quest, or any other program at Trinity College of Florida, be sure to fill out the inquiry form below, and we will be glad to answer all your questions. And if you'd like to meet with Dr. Joe Alotta prior to coming to Trinity College of Florida, just email us at admissions@trinitycollege.edu. Remember, God calls, we equip, and you advance.